بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أنظر معسرا أو وضع له أظله الله يوم القيامة تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. رواه الترمذي. This hadith pertains regarding giving respite to a debtor. Quran and Sunnah mention great virtue for extending the loan period to a debtor. A person who is in financial difficulty and he's got a time, a due date to pay his debts and is unable to pay his debts. He's genuine, he's sincere, he's trying, he's battling. So Shariat exhorts the creditor to give the debtor respite, give him more chance to pay off his debts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. If there is any person in difficulty, then the creditor should allow deferment until his ease, until the debtor is able to pay. And in this hadith that we narrated of Tirmidhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, as reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, whoever grants respite to a person in financial difficulty, gives him more chance to pay, or wada'a lahu, or lessens his debt, he makes it less for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the shade of his throne on the day when there will be no shade besides the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels extracted the soul of a man from the people before you. They asked him, did you do any good? He replied, I used to instruct my workers to grant respite to a person in difficulty and to be lenient with the financially stable. Allah Ta'ala said to the angels, pardon my servant. In this manner, he was forgiven. So because he was kind to some person in this world and he waived off the debts of that person, he made it easy for him, he granted him respite, Allah Ta'ala forgive him on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.